Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday, and I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thank you for tuning in this morning, my friends, and a big thank you to our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets. They have four fabulous locations, and there truly is nobody that supports local like Oliver's Markets does. And Willoughby's Wine and Spirits, they have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa, where you can often see me during their happy hour, which I love, love, love. Well, it's a special edition Wine Wednesday this morning. I couldn't be more excited. My good friend, and longtime neighbor, Diane Bucher. She is vintner and wine grower extraordinaire, and she has J. Bucher Wines together with her husband. And I have seen this winery from the get-go blossom, and now they're just like winning gold medal after gold medal after gold medal. And I finally just said, Diane, you've got to come in the studio and hang out and let's talk wine. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Ziggy. It's great to be here this morning.
Okay, so I just have to say, when I was driving in at O'Dark early this morning, I was thinking in the Wayback Machine of conversations that you and I had, I want to say 12 or 13 years ago, at the very infancy of your brand. And we had talked about how, for your husband, John, the importance of being able to grow these grapes, not for just rock star wine brands like William Selyem that really put the Bucher name, you know, into circulation for all of us wine geeks out there, but for him to be able to create a thumbprint of your land and of your vineyard and make your own wines.
Absolutely. Yes, you were there at the beginning, Ziggy. We started the winery back in 2011. John had been growing wine grapes since 1997 and selling all the fruit to other wineries. And in 2011, we started Bucher Wines. And we only keep about 20% of the fruit for ourselves. The other 80% is still sold to other wineries. And as you mentioned, many of the bottles do carry the Bucher name. So, but we're super excited about our brand. We've grown it. We started out with one Pinot and one Chardonnay.
I remember.
Those were the days. Going to public tastings and having two little bottles sitting on the table there. And now we're making Sauvignon Blanc, Grenache, and several Pinot Noirs.
Well, and you had brought on rock star winemaker Adam Lee, who founded Siduri Wines, to be your winemaker. And when that happened, I was like, wow, you guys are really going to be going places.
That's true. Adam's always been our winemaker. We made our wines at Siduri prior to his selling to Jackson Family Wines. We were selling fruit to Siduri back in those days, and they did a Bucher Vineyard designate for several years. So Adam's still our winemaker. We make our wines at Grand Cru Custom Crush in Windsor, where we host our tastings and see guests there.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. So if folks wanted to make an appointment to come and try some of your wines, because these wines truly are very limited production. You know, because you guys are only reserving about 20% of your grapes that you grow right there on your property for your own wines, you don't have very much to get out there. So it's not like you're going to open, you know, a tasting room where it's going to be, you know, 8 hours a day, 7 days a week for people to just come in droves, because these are really handcrafted, 100 cases of this, maybe 200 cases of that. So if folks do want to try your wines, can they make a special appointment at Grand Cru?
Yes, they can. They can visit our website. Our address is www.bucher.wine. And reserve a tasting at Grand Cru. We're also doing a couple of events coming up. We'll be at the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience on May 18th.
And I'll be there broadcasting live.
I know you will. We'll love to see you that day. Grand Cru is also having a summer open house, which is really fun. That's coming up on June 1st. That'll be about 10 wineries pouring there. I think including Black Kite and Beryllium, some of the other great winemakers that make their wines at Grand Cru. It's really great facility, and we just love being there and all the other wineries there. And then we're hosting our own open house, our anniversary party at Grand Cru on July 13th. Okay. So with more information will be on our website about that in the coming weeks. But that's just kind of fun. John and I like to celebrate our wedding anniversary and our anniversary of when we started the brand back in 2011.
I love it. So, you know, when you guys first started out, it's like you mentioned, it was, of course, Pinot Noir and also Chardonnay. But this morning you brought in Sauvignon Blanc and Grenache. I'm like, what is going on? So you were really expanding your brand with a couple of new varieties.
We are. A couple of things. We're still growing Chardonnay and Pinot Noir, as we talked about. We sell all of our Chardonnay to some other wineries. Dan Costa's making the Chardonnay for his Convene brand, so we have a long term lease on some Sauvignon Blanc that we really like. They're older vines; they were planted in the mid 1970s. Have some great minerality. Adam loves making different varietals. He's kind of known for Pinot Noir, but he really likes to kind of stretch and get into Sauvignon Blanc. He's done a lot of work recently in France, making wine there. So getting into the Rhone varietals is something he's really interested in. So he's super excited about our Grenache.
And Grenache is hot right now, man. Everybody wants Grenache. Grenache and Sauvignon Blanc. You guys are kind of trendsetters.
Exactly.
Just going to say, Diane. I mean, all these wine competitions I've been judging so far this year, it's like Grenache is the biggest category, biggest growing category, as is Sauvignon Blanc. And these varieties have been around forever, but all of a sudden they're finally getting the attention that they deserve. And Grenache is such a great food wine. It's the quintessential spring and summer patio pounder, if you will, in Zigtown especially. And I just, it's so great to see all this wonderful newness that you guys have. Is there ever an opportunity to go actually see your vineyards and to be able to do a vineyard tour? Do you ever host anything for your wine club or anything out at the vineyards?
We do occasionally host some of our wine club members when they request a tour of our vineyard.
So magical, and it's like nothing else you've ever seen. Right on West Side Road, known as the Rodeo Drive of Pinot Noir. But to be able to go and walk in these vineyards, I mean, the property started out as a dairy. John's parents really had, so many cows for so many years, and now it's just wine grapes, and it's just a beautiful thing to see.
Thanks so much. Yeah, it's we have 38 acres planted there on West Side Road, kind of in the rolling hills on the west side of West Side Road. Some just absolutely beautiful views overlooking the valley up to Mount St. Helena. And it's just great. It's a great area for Pinot Noir. It's called the Middle Reach of the Russian River Valley. We have several different soil types that really produce some really interesting and unique wines. From that land, we make four different Pinot Noirs. And I think that, as you mentioned, you've been judging a lot recently. They are distinctly different for wines when you taste them. They still have the Buchler thread that runs through them. And some of our listeners may know of that kind of the feeling you get from a Buchler wine, the kind of very terroir-driven wines. You can kind of taste it coming through.
It has a sense of place.
It does.
It has a sense of place. And congratulations on that, because not every winemaker can say that. So you got to check out their website, which is Buchler Wine. That's Buchler.wine, Buchler.wine. What a great website.
Yes, I love that URL.
I am excited to see you next month at the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience. And learn about all the other new things that you have going on, especially this Grenache and Sauvignon Blanc. That'll be my breakfast of choice today. Thank you very much, Diane Buchler.
You're welcome, Ziggy. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
We had Diane Buchler from Buchler Vineyards. She has these beautiful vineyards together with her husband, John, making extraordinary wines for fun people like us. Thank you, Diane. Have a good day.
Cheers.
Cheers.